In our previous episodes, we talked about the notion that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt before the ingathering of the exiles. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Bene Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes." It's first the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and only subsequent, the ingathering of the exiles. The Rebbe emphasizes that based on the Rambam's words in the 11th chapter of Hilchos Malachim, it's very clear that this actually has halachic footing. As we learned, the Rambam says, "Im osav hitzliach," if Mashiach did the kinds of things he's supposed to do, and then, "Obana migdash b'mkeimei," then we know if that happens, and it's followed by v'kivitz nidchi Yisrael, hareze Mashiach bevadeh. And the Rebbe emphasizes that this idea, the seder, which is brought in Psak Halacha of the Rambam, is also part of the Halacha. As we know, that there is a tremendous precision, not only in the words of the Rambam, but in the order in which he chose it. Here's the big question. What difference does it really make? Who cares what happens first or second? Isn't the most important thing that the Beis HaMikdash and the Jewish people should all be back in the land of Israel? The Rebbe once explained that if Kibbutz Golias, if the ingathering of the exiles takes place prior to the Beis HaMikdash, then it bodes for a more virtuous Beis HaMikdash, because it's a Beis HaMikdash that's built collectively by the presence of the entirety of the nation of Israel in their rightful place. And therefore, it's a more virtuous Beis HaMikdash. Conversely, if the Beis HaMikdash is built first, and then that causes Kibbutz Golias, the ingathering of the exiles, in the Rebbe's words, it's a shlemus. It brings out a more virtuous or more perfect method in the ingathering of the exiles. Because essentially, the exiles, the Jewish people in far-flung corners of the world, are drawn back by this magnetic force of the Beis HaMikdash. And so their return is that much more profound and that much more meaningful. And the Rebbe said that there is a tremendous lesson that we can learn from the fact that the Rambam emphasizes, clearly in Halacha, the building of the Beis HaMikdash comes first. And that is, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Almighty, the most important thing is that when Mashiach comes, that the Jewish people are most virtuous. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about and loves the Jewish people. And because of this, in order that the Kibbutz Golias should be in the most virtuous way, it'll only follow the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. On another occasion, the Rebbe did maintain that ultimately, Elu v'Elu Divrei Elikim Chaim. Both of these ideas come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're all Torah true. And he suggested that after the ingathering of the exiles, there'll be a deeper level of Beis HaMikdash that emerges, and so in the end, all perfections will be achieved, and all of the most wondrous things will happen with the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira, will be Amenu Amen.